Thoughts on Haggai. Haggai chapter 2, verses 10 and 13. Two questions, two answers. Well, with that strange title, let me begin. Haggai chapter 2, verses 10 to 13. This is what God says. This is what the Lord says, the Lord Almighty. Ask the priests what the law says. If a person carries consecrated meat in the fold of his garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew, some wine or some other food, does it become consecrated? The priest answered, no. Then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled? Yes, the priest replied, it becomes defiled. Two questions, two answered. Can consecration, if you like, can holiness be transmitted to another? Is it contagious? Does it pass by association? What about defilement? Does defilement pass by contagion? Does defilement pass by association? Of course, it's the old covenant, it's the priests, but these are the questions for the priests by Haggai from God himself. Well, the answer is, in the first case, no. Consecration, holiness, devotion to God, true spirituality is not contagious. It doesn't pass by contact. It doesn't pass by contagion. But defilement is more powerful. Sin, corruption, wickedness does pass. It is more powerful in that sense. It is contagious. It does travel. As far as I've ever seen in life, water never flows uphill. It always flows downhill. That's the principle I've worked on. And it's same here. Holiness is not transmitted by contagion, association, contact. Holiness is something altogether different. But sin and wickedness and evil is passed by contagion. I think this is a very necessary word for us today. I believe we're very much in danger of buying into the principle, which we know is wrong, that somehow by association, people are somehow converted. Some of our friends, Presbyterians, actually teach the children, the infants of believers, are themselves in the covenant, whatever that may mean. They're saved, or whatever that may mean for them. Not so, my friend. The child of every believer is born in Adam and needs to be taken out of Adam and brought into Christ. And no amount of tinkering, no amount of heritage, no amount of birth and all that kind of thing is going to make the scrap of difference in this. It needs the sovereign act of God. As Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again, a sovereign, radical act of God. But it's not only the Presbyterians. I believe many evangelicals in general really are becoming to buy into this principle that if people attend chapel all their life, if they attend places of worship, if they're always in their place, they must be right. They treat them in that way anyway. They give them their burials and their funerals with all the rites of believers as they would, whether they're believers or not. This is what I've observed. And I believe, therefore, we need these two questions, the thunder amongst us today. Can wickedness be caught, passed on? Is it powerful? Is it contagious? Yes. I've inherited my Adam's position through my father, like he inherited his, and so on. But grace is a sovereign new work of God. Fathers cannot pass on grace to sons, but they pass on sin. Friends and the world can contaminate, but they cannot save. Churchianity, conformity, will never convert. We need grace. We need grace. Sin is more contagious than grace. It is not contagious at all. Grace is a sovereign intervention by God. What a marvel, what a miracle it is that any sinner should be turned into a saint. Sinners can encourage sinners. But only God can make saints.